The environmental group Riverkeeper is requesting a congressional investigation following allegations by a security lieutenant whistleblower employed by Indian Point that there are serious lapses in security at the plants. Clifton Skip Travis filed a $1.5 billion lawsuit in Westchester Supreme Court last week alleging lapses in security training and a security system that crashes regularly. For 18 months, Travis filed complaints with his supervisors at the company, then with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and elected officials, but got no response. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Philip Musigas, Hudson River Program Director at Riverkeeper, and asked him why Riverkeeper is calling for a congressional investigation.
Because Riverkeeper's extremely concerned about the allegations that were raised in this lawsuit against Entergy. He raises concerns and gives examples of a whole laundry list of security lapses, lapses in training, lapses in equipment or faulty equipment, degraded equipment, lack of proper safety equipment and security equipment, perhaps even more alarming, both Entergy's unwillingness to address these safety concerns, and actually they're based on the lawsuit, their willingness to try and tamp down and muzzle employees that raise these kinds of concerns, and also the NRC's response, which, based on the lawsuit, does not seem to take these concerns seriously. And so because of that, we are asking for a congressional investigation, something like a General Accountability Office independent investigation would make sense, that the GAO has done independent reports on different Nuclear Regulatory Commission issues in the past. And so, but I think from Riverkeeper's perspective, there's kind of a short-term need and a long-term need. I mean, in the short term, the state and the federal government, whether it's the NRC, Homeland Security, whoever it has to be and whoever it is at the state level, we need to figure out immediately whether there's a security concern at Indian Point. Because I think when you raise these types of allegations, that there has to be some kind of confirmation right away that there is actually adequate security at the plant. And if there isn't, there should be steps taken immediately to address that. And in the longer term, I do not think we should leave it to the NRC to do its own investigation of security lapses. It's had security concerns brought to it, it looks like, several times in the past, and nothing much has changed. So that's why we're calling for an independent look.
Have you talked to any congressional members about this specifically, or it's just an announcement at the moment?
We have made an informal request to Senator Gillibrand's office. We have not communicated this to Senator Schumer's office, but we will be doing that in the very near future, and potentially writing a letter, filing a formal request for such an investigation.
Of course, the hearings are going to start next month for whether the NRC will grant an operating license to Entergy for Indian Point to operate for another 20 years. Mm-hmm. But safety considerations are not part of the discussions that usually go ahead for relicensing, are they?
Security concerns are not, no. Issues related to how well protected the plant is against terrorism are not part of the relicensing review. That's true. That's the case there. By NRC regulations, those are excluded from being raised in this review. It's the same with any concerns the public has, or Riverkeeper has, with evacuation planning. No, we are not allowed to raise those concerns in this relicensing process, which we of course disagree with.
And then, what about this that in the upcoming hearings, the public are not being given enough time to add their statements or their thoughts or concerns?
That's what we understand. Yes, the public has been given, or was given, through September 15th, I think, to file written statements with the NRC. But the judges have determined that they will not have time during the hearing to have the public, which is normal in these hearings, to have the public come up and give oral statements at the hearing. But we obviously don't think that's a good idea. We think the public should be given the right to voice their concerns. Unfortunately, I believe that is in the discretion of the judges in this case to make that determination. I don't think they're violating rules by doing that, but they certainly are not responding or giving the public adequate opportunity, I think, to voice their concerns.
What have you heard from Governor Cuomo about Indian Point? Because I know as Attorney General, he was supportive of efforts to try and question whether it should be relicensed. But what have you heard from him since he's been governor?
He has continued with his opposition to Indian Point. Attorney General Schneiderman, who is now the AG, has continued to be very aggressive against Indian Point, which we are very thankful for. And Governor Cuomo's focus, I believe, has shifted. He's opposed to relicensing. I believe his efforts are now focused on developing a state energy plan that can help erase any doubts about whether we can replace Indian Point's power. As you know, there have been several reports that have come out over the past year, one by Riverkeeper and NRDC last year, a couple by the State Planning Board, the Energy Planning Board, and by other organizations that all the reports, you know, they vary a little bit in the details, but they all essentially come to the same conclusion that we can replace this power. It's a matter of figuring out which energy options and replacement options are the most cost effective and the best for the environment. And so I think that debate is essentially over. I mean, you will continue to see reports from business organizations that Entergy is a part of, you know, crying that the sky is falling if we close Indian Point and there won't be power for the subways. But that, if you really look at the facts around this issue, that's just not the case. So we're very thankful for Governor Cuomo's support. He appears to be strongly supportive of closing the plant, and it makes sense to Riverkeeper that he's focusing on the energy side of things, and the Attorney General and the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation are focused on the various permits that Indian Point needs to keep operating.
Philip Musigas is the Hudson River Program Director at Riverkeeper. He spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles.